is Lewis Crossing, Phase 8, for subdivision, or for, is that subdivision or site plan? No? Oh, it's a final subdivision plan for Lewis Crossing, Phase 8.
This is a major subdivision plan to subdivide 19.52 acres more or less into 42 single-family lots with private roads and open space. The subdivision will be part of Lewis Crossing and will have access off of Francis Ann Street. The property is located on the south side of Beaver Dam Road, approximately 1,436 feet west of Salt Marsh Boulevard. Planning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval on April 28, 2016, and the final plan complies with the county zoning and subdivision ordinances. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 222.01, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan of Lewis Crossing, Phase 8.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final subdivision plan of Lewis Crossing, Phase 8. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5 to 0. Next item of other business is Bellatary, Phase 1.
This is a major subdivision for a cluster subdivision. The preliminary plan proposed to subdivide 123.75 acres more or less into 269 single-family lots with private road and open space. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval for the subdivision plan on December 22, 2016. The applicant has submitted a final subdivision plan for Phase 1 only to create 141 lots out of the total proposed. The Phase 1 plan complies with the county zoning and subdivision ordinances, and staff is in receipt of applicable agency approvals. The property is located southwest of Dorman Farm Lane, approximately 1,000 feet southwest of Mulberry Knoll Road, approximately 1,800 feet southeast of Cedar Grove Road, and approximately 1,200 feet northwest of John J. Williams Highway. The tax ID is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 17, 18, 19, and 20. Zoning is is agricultural residential.
Mr. Chairman, I propose approval. I move for approval of the final subdivision plan for Phase 1 of Bellatary, 2016-15.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final subdivision plan for Phase 1, Bellatary, Phase 1. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5 to 0. The next item is Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 2 RPC.
This is a final site plan for the construction of 46, single-family dwellings with site improvements for Village C, Phase 2, within the Americana Bayside development. The phase complies with the zoning ordinance. Planning Commission granted preliminary approval for this phase on June 25, 2015, and final approval for Village C, The Point amenities on August 24, 2017. The property is zoned MR and is part of an RPC, is part of a RPC. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 301, and staff is in receipt of agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for this final site plan for Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 2 RPC.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the final site plan of Americana Bayside Village C, Phase 2 RPC. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5 to 0. Our next item is Salt Pond Plaza RPC.
This is a revised final site plan for Salt Pond Plaza, MRRPC, for the construction of a 20-foot by 50-foot gas pump with canopy and a reduction in the retail A area from 11,523 square feet to 9,226 square feet. The site is located at the intersection of Fred Hudson Road and Cedar Neck Road. Planning Commission granted preliminary approval of the revised site plan on May 11, 2017. Plan complies with the county zoning ordinance. The parcel is zoned MRRPC, and the tax parcels are District 134, Map 13, Parcel 88.11, 88.12, and 88.05. Staff is in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the revised final site plan for Salt Pond Plaza RPC.
Second.
I have a motion and second for approval for the revised final site plan for Salt Pond Plaza RPC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Going back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 2100, Catherine Schultz.
Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral for consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use number 2100, Catherine Schultz. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item was conditional use 2101, First State Paving.
Again, Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral. Further consideration on this one.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use number 2101, First State Paving. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2102, Arturo Granados Gonzalez.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer action on conditional use number 2102 to give us time to prepare a thoughtful and comprehensive motion.
Second.
As opposed to just the regular ones?
Yes, those others are not always so thoughtful, apparently. Not so thoughtful. We have a motion and a second to defer action on conditional use number 2102, Arturo Granados Gonzalez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is subdivision 2017-10, Compass Point.
Mr. Ross, just on this one, two things. One, Ms. Cornwell-Lauer, the gentleman talked about how he has a horse farm, and we were looking at whether that was an agricultural use, and if so, it would trigger 50 feet of buffer. What's a little weird on it is that he's talk about having horses that have to be on 5 acres or more, and he subdivided for residential lots, which may get him out of, you know, having technically an agriculture use, but that's something to consider on that buffer along the side. The other thing is, too, this is one of the first big ones that we've had in a while. Just a refresher, when you guys are looking at these, one of the tabs that you should either always look for or ask the office for is the plus letter and the plus response letter, because that's a good sort of state overview of the state's review of the process, and also you get to see the response from the applicant, you know, what their take on a lot of this stuff is. From time to time, you'll see a lot of questionable comments that are in there that don't even apply, but at least kind of focuses you on the issues that are relevant to a subdivision.
It frequently is the most interesting reading in your packet.
Yeah.
The plus report.
But it gives you a good...
For a variety of reasons.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there's times when they'll talk about some totally other project, but also it's kind of like one place where you can go, where you can, I don't want to say concerns, but it kind of gives you some highlights on the application. There's some stuff that, you know, is worthwhile. Like, you'll get an overview of at least DLDOT's concerns. You know, rather than reading a 50-page TIS, you can kind of see what they're looking at in that. Or you'll pick up things where there's, like, a cemetery, you know, that you might not know about. If you read that, you'll see it in there oftentimes. So, anyhow, I just point that out. I know it's something that I look at, and prior commissioners always kind of looked at first just to kind of dig into it a little bit.
So what was your opinion on the horse farm?
I don't have one yet. I got to look at the AR1. Because I'm not sure. Well, I don't want to get a property owner into any kind of issues, but they subdivided it. So they took it from being greater than five acres, which would allow you to have horses, to smaller than 5 acres.
They kind of made
really own all the different parcels. They're all different parcels. They still have horses, so
they could get back into it.
Wouldn't they be grandfathered?
It sounds to me like they might have subdivided themselves out of a farming classification.
Well, they
that's
could easily.
What that's what I'm a little shaky
but they
about.
Could easily get back in by expunging the line.
Oh,
by
yeah,
putting
yeah.
It. I mean
as
it's
long
not
as he
like
owns all
developed.
Of them, it's
yeah,
not an issue.
And he indicated that he not. He yeah. stopped
and
his plans.
And in my mind, there really isn't much of a question about whether or not it's an agricultural activity. Yeah. I mean, I think horse farm is an agricultural activity.
Yeah. And so you have to have 20 feet around the whole thing, but you have to have 50 feet from agricultural use. And, you know, usually that's obvious because you can see a tilled field and center pivot or whatever. It's a little bit harder, and I don't know that's. You couldn't see it on the overheads that staff would have picked it up because it's not a horse farm, just looks like lawn, you know, a lot of times that you can't tell it.
And the fact that it was subdivided.
Well,
yeah, but I mean, what in other words, are you saying
it's going to be tricky to hold one guy to a 50-foot when it's technically.
Not tricky. It's in the ordinance. It's either is or it isn't.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. So.
That's why it's important, because it is or it's Marty but just
is it
said.
Is it agriculture or is it? Well, is it,
that's,
is it
that's the question.
Yeah. So I would suggest, Mr. Hopkins, that give it a few days to let Mr. Robertson investigate it. And Mr. Robertson, maybe you can just call Mr. Hopkins and say, here's what your determination is.
And then
do it that way.
Got it.
It's actually a well-designed subdivision as compared to some we've seen.
I have to tell you, of the cluster subdivisions we've looked at, this is one of the better ones.
Well, they had sidewalks on both sides. They really had a lot of contiguous open space. They had two accesses.
And if it just had interconnectivity, it would be perfect.
Bam! We're done. Mr. Hopkins, do you have a motion?
I was impressed with the public on that one, to tell you the truth.
They were very well.
They were pretty reasonable.
Just to answer your question, if that had not been subdivided, that's where the question comes in. It's 50 feet. I mean, it is. That's what that buffer is by ordinance. Yeah. So that's what we got to look at. I'm just not sure. Because like Mr. Wheatley and I just said, they subdivided, but it was agriculture use before that subdivision, so it's probably legally non-conforming.
What portion is the horse farm now? Is it where the horses are, or because he's got four lots
up to his property line?
Which property line?
Wherever
the horse farm property line. If it's
for another day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mr. Hopkins, you have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2017-10 Compass Point, Samuel L. Brenner, trustee, and John David Vincent, my recommendation.
This is your motion.
My motion for deferral. Is to defer.
We have a motion and second to defer action on 2017-10 Compass Point. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. I think that's all the items on the agenda, unless someone has something for the good and done for the order. Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
Here.
Welcome, Mr. Keller.
Hey, Keller.